我曾经呢跟我一个同事传福音。
One time I was evangelizing with a coworker.
他是一个中国人，他的名字叫 Charles.
He's a Chinese. The first name is Charles.
他听完以后呢，他就对我简直说。
After he listened to the good news, he told me this.
他说圣经里面的道理，其实我非常同意。
He said that he actually would agree with all the principles described in the Bible.
其实我也跟着圣经里面去行。
And actually, I try to act according to the Bible.
那么为什么我还要信耶稣呢？
Why do I still have to believe in Jesus?
其实我觉得呢，我的行为呢，比起你们基督徒呢，更好。
Actually, truth be told, I feel like my behavior is better than many of the Christians.
其实 Charles 的回答呢，代表我们大部分人的想法。
And actually, his response was representative of many of our thinking.
就是人是怎么可以上天堂的。
And that is how people can picture themselves with heaven.
就是当他行得好的时候，那么这个神就给他上天堂。
In other words, if they do good things, then God will reward them with the heaven.
他以为人的救恩呢，就是靠人的行为。
He believed that man's salvation depends on his actions.
这个刚刚就是我们基督教跟其他宗教最大的一个分别。
And actually, that's the biggest difference between Christianity and the rest of the religions.
因为基督教是怎么告诉我们呢？
What does Christianity tell us?
就是告诉我们呢，其实我们里面没有一个是好人。
Actually, the Bible tells us that that we don't have none of us is good, not even one.
罗马书告诉我们，所以凡有邪气的，没有一个人应行律法能在神面前称义，因为律法本是叫人治罪。
Because Romans 3:20 tells us that therefore no one will be declared righteous in his sight by observing the law. Rather, through the law we become conscious of sin.
有邪气的，就是如果你会复习的，就是所有人的意思。
In other words, this includes everyone who breathes.
就是没有人一个人可以应律法，就是靠你自己行为遵行律法，可以再用这一个方法。
In other words, no one can be justified through the law or obeying the law.
称义的意思呢，就是神宣判你没有罪。
Justification means that God declares that you are sinless.
反而他告诉我们，律法的目的就是叫人知道自己有罪。
On the other hand, the presence of law actually clearly indicates to us our sinful nature.
神的律法的目的是告诉我们，我们是不行的。
It actually the presence of law tells us that we are not capable of saving ourselves.
其实我们都知道，人犯罪呢，不是我们不知道什么是对，什么是不对。
And we all know that the reason we commit sins is not because we don't know what's right or wrong.
也不是我们不愿意去做这些事情。
And it's not because we are not willing to do what's right.
其实是我们没有这个能力去做得到。
It's really because we are incapable of doing what's right.
所以神是一个公义的神。
So God is a righteous God.
当人犯罪的时候呢，他要审判人。
When a man sins, a man must be judged.
所以每一个人其实只有一个结局，就是我们要下地狱。
So as a result of the judgment, there's only one conclusion, one outcome, and that is we must go to hell.
按我们的行为，每一个人都要面对这个死亡。
In other words, according to our own actions, our own ability, that going to hell is the end result for every one of us.
但是神也不愿意我们去死啊。
But God does not want us to die.
那么他就想了一个方法。
So he has come up with a plan.
这个方法其实很简单。
And the plan is quite simple.
就是为人去找一个替死鬼。
And that is to find a sacrificial lamb for the people.
我们英文呢叫 scapegoat.
Or scapegoat.
就是有人代替你死，你就不用死啊。
So if somebody dies for you, then you don't substitute for you, then you don't need to die yourself.
但是去哪里找呢？
But where do you find such a person?
既然每一个人都犯罪，每一个人都要为自己的罪死了，那么哪里找一个没有罪的人去代替我们死呢？
Where can you find such a sinless person if everybody is sinful and everybody is destined to die?
其实就是没有。
And the fact of the matter is, there is none.
所以神就想到，只有他自己可以代替人的罪。
And therefore, God realized that only He Himself can substitute for our sin.
那么神就来到这个世界，这个就是耶稣基督。
So God entered this world Himself, and that is Jesus Christ.
死在十字架上。
Died on the cross.
把人从罪、从律法的咒诅里面赎出来。
And saved man from the curse of the law.
那么谁可以得到神的拯救呢？
And what kind of people can be saved by God?
这一个就是圣经讲到信耶稣的人就可以。
And the Bible tells us that those who believe in Jesus can be saved.
我们刚刚讲到呢，就是我们基督教一个很中心的一个观念，就是因信称义。
And what I just described up to now is a very central idea within the Bible, and that is justification through faith.
通过我们的相信，我们可以在神面前，神宣判你没有罪。
And because of our belief, our faith, then when we come before God, God can declare us sinless.
其实这个观念呢，不是只在耶稣以后才有的。
And actually, this concept did not occur after.After Jesus came to this world.
其实最好的一个例子呢，就是我们今天所念的十五章。
Actually, the best example perhaps is what we're going to be studying today in chapter 15.
就是在十五章第六节里面呢，圣经说亚伯拉罕信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。
And this is summarized in verse 6 of chapter 15, that Abraham.Believed the Lord, and he credited to him as righteousness.
我今天说想讨论的一个问题呢，就是因为我们现在的人呢，对信这个字呢，有很多不同的用法。
And what I really want to share with you today is because the word faith has been interpreted many different ways today.
所以呢，我们就来研究够紧圣经里面讲到信是什么意思呢？
So what I want to share with you today is what the Bible says about faith.
好像呢，我们现代的人呢会，这样子说。
So the modern people would say as such.
我信明天会更好。
I believe tomorrow will be better.
如果你问他，你怎么知道明天会更好，不是更坏呢？
But if you ask him, how do you believe that tomorrow will be better and not worse?
这个人会怎么回答？
How would he respond?
我不知道啊。
I don't know.
但是我其实我就是信明天会更好。
But I just believe that tomorrow will be better.
其实呢，对这些人来说，信是什么？
So to these people, what does believing in something mean?
就是一个愿望。
It's a hope.
他的愿望是没有根据的。
The hope is baseless.
他只是说，我希望明天会更好。
He was really only saying that he hopes tomorrow will be better.
另外一个你找到现代的人解释信呢，他会这样子说。
Another explanation that the modern people would give to believing is such.
他说信是什么呢？
What is believing?
就是你明知这个事情是不存在的，你还是相信，那不就是信吗？
They would say that believing is if you know something doesn't exist, but you still think it would happen, then that's belief or that's faith.
有没有这样子的人呢？
Do we encounter such people?
有啊。
Of course we do.
其实相信圣诞老人的人呢，就是这样子啊。
Those who believe in Santa Claus are exactly in this category.
这些人还有一句话常常说的。
And another explanation is as follows.
就是信则有，不信则无。
If you believe it would happen, if you don't believe it will not happen.
这一个其实是你想一想，就是如果一件事情是事实的时候，你相不相信它不会影响它的存在的。
But if you really think about it, if something truly exists, whether you believe it or not, it's not going to make any difference to its outcome.
所以呢，我们刚刚谈到 这种信呢，我会称它是一种迷信。
So all these different ways of believing, explanations of believing, I call the superstition.
其实是自己骗自己。
One is lying to himself.
那么信心所讲的信是什么意思呢？
Then what is the belief or the faith talked about by the Bible?
那么我们从亚伯拉罕的身上我们可以学习。
And we can learn from Abraham.
第一点我常提出来的就是信是必须有一回对象的。
The first thing I want to mention is that faith must have an object to which the faith can be delivered.
我用另外一个方法来说呢，就是信本身是没有能力的。
So if I say it in a different way, that faith itself does not have ability.
它不会救你的。
Faith itself will not save you.
你知道在现在美国呢很流行的一个文化，我们叫 self-help， 自己帮自己的一个文化。
One of the very popular beliefs in today's culture is self-help.
就是如果你信的虔诚呢，你就会成功了。
In other words, if you believe earnestly, then it will be successful.
这个想法呢，从减肥到戒烟到你生癌症都可以用的。
And this method is being employed by people who want to go on a diet, lose weight, or to quit smoking, or people who have cancer.
只要你心里面的确是坚持相信，你就可以的。
They think that if you truly believe it in your heart, then it would happen.
你们看电视不是常常说、oh, I can do it 就是这意思啊。
Well, doesn't TV always remind us of that we can do it ourselves?
但是呢圣经告诉我们圣经里面所讲的心呢是有一个对象的。
But the Bible tells us that there is an object toward which the faith needs to be delivered.
我们刚刚念这一节第六节的时候亚伯兰信谁啊信耶和华。
In the verse 6, the first half of verse 6 says that AbrahamBelieve the Lord. Believe whom? Believe the Lord.
耶和华才是拯救亚伯拉罕这个对象。
And the Lord is the object to which faith needs to be delivered.
没有这一个对象的时候，但是相信其实改变不了任何的事情。
Without this object, just by having faith, is not going to result in anything.
我曾经呢有一次在超市里面排队的时候看见一本书。
One time I was waiting in line in the supermarket and I noticed this book.
这本书呢就是讲到祷告。
The book talks about praying.
然后我打开来看。
So I picked it up and opened it.
我从头到尾看了一次大概看了一次。
I read it at a high level from the beginning to the end.
它讲到信跟祷告的关系。
Talks about the relationship between faith and prayer.
讲到了怎么祷告。
Talks about how to pray.
但是他从来没有说你是向谁祷告。
But he never talks about to whom you should be praying to.
因为呢，他们相信，只是他们相信你努力祷告，你就得着了。
So what the book basically was preaching was that if you pray earnestly, then you'll be okay.
其实你信什么，比起你的信更重要。
So what we're learning here is what you believe in is much more important than the belief or the faith itself.
如果你信的对象是错误的时候，其实你可能浪费了你一生人。
So if your faith is toward a wrong object, then you could be wasting your time the whole life.
亚伯拉罕信耶和华，耶和华是一个怎么样的一个神呢？
Abraham believed the Lord, and what kind of object is the Lord?
耶和华对亚伯兰说呢，我是你的盾牌，必大大赏赐你。
Lord said to Abraham that I'm your shield, your great reward.
为什么亚伯拉罕会把他的信心放在耶和华身上呢？
Why did Abraham place his faith on the Lord?
因为他曾经经历神的保护跟赏赐。
Because he had experienced God's protection and rewards.
我们从十二章到十四章里面，你就看见，无论亚伯拉罕在饥荒、在冲突， 在打仗里面，神都保护他，赐福给他。
And we saw from chapters 12 through 14 that that God had protected Abraham through conflicts and through wars.
所以你其实你对神的认识会影响你可不可以把你的信心放在神身上。
So your understanding of the Lord will help determine whether you can place your faith on the Lord or not.
所以下一次如果你觉得我遇到一个困难，我觉得信靠神是很难的时候，你应当会回想神从前怎么带领你。
So when you next time when you encounter a difficult time, then you need to reflect back on how God has led you in previous difficult times.
当你自持神怎么带领你的时候，你就能够信靠神。
If you can recall how God has always led you through difficult times, then you can place your faith in Him.
我预备长大的时候呢，我就想起从前念大学的生活。
When I was preparing for the sermon, I was reminded of my college days.
我从前训练电脑的时候，我想起从前的功课真是太难了，做不出来了。
When I was studying on computer science, I remember there were times when homeworks were so difficult that I could not deliver the answers.
但是我最后发觉，原来神都懂电脑的。
And, but late in hindsight, I realize now that God even understands computer.
我做不出来的时候，我去倚靠他的时候，他给我智慧去解决这些问题。
When I could not solve the problems, I went to depend on Him, and as a result, He gave me the answers.
我记得呢，我刚刚结婚的时候呢，正是因为没有钱呢。
When I first got married, I was penniless.
这是口袋里面有钱呢，都要存进银行，因为我们知道呢，明天这些账单要交了，所以不可以有钱在我们口袋里面。
It was to a point where whatever money I had in my pockets, literally they got to be deposited into the bank because we know they're going to be bills that need to be paid the very next day.
但是神带领我们经过。
But God has led us through that.
我记得工作。面对裁员呢
，And I remember facing cutbacks in our company.
你有没有做过一间公司做到它要破产呢？我试过。
Have you ever worked in a company that that resulted in bankruptcy? I know I have.
但是神可以保守我在它破产里面不受影响。
But God was able to provide for me that during the bankruptcy I was not affected.
我还记得呢，我曾经躺在一个病床上面，我太太在我前面痛哭。
I remember one time I was lying in a sick bed and my wife was next to the bed crying.
因为我们都想不到怎么可以减低我的痛楚，所以她唯一的方法就在我前面痛哭。
We could not figure out ourselves how to reduce the pain that I was suffering from. Therefore, the only thing that she could do was to cry out loud by my bedside.
最后怎么样呢？
What was the end result?
是神保守我们。
That God protected us.
当我想起我过去的经历的时候，我就能够把我的信心放在神的身上。
And because of my past experiences, I'm able to place my faith in the Lord.
因为耶和华是我的盾牌。
Because God is our shield.
信心是必须有一个正确的对象。
Faith requires a right object.
信心另外一点呢，就是一个完全的依靠。
Another characteristic about faith that it's a total dependency.
神有的时候呢，会考验我们的信心。
Sometimes we will go through trials.
他要给我们一个难题呢，是你自己没有可能解决的。
He will give us a test where we will not be able to pass it on our own.
然后他要看看你的反应是怎么样。
But God is more interested in seeing how we respond to that.
当神说我要大大赏赐亚伯拉罕的时候呢，亚伯拉罕就把他心里面的失望告诉神。
So when the Lord said that I will provide with you with great rewards, Abraham shared with the Lord the greatest disappointment in his heart.
他说，你都没有给我们儿女。
He said to the Lord that you have not provided me with any children.
当亚伯拉罕面对一个难题的时候呢，他第一个反应是怎么样呢？
What was Abraham's first reaction when he faced a difficult time?
就是他想帮神一把。
He wanted to help the Lord.
既然神没有赐他们儿女的时候，那么亚伯拉罕就提议，好不好呢？我自己找一个儿女吧。
He was proposing to the Lord that since you have not been able to provide me with any children, then what if I find an heir myself?
这个其实在他们社会里面呢是很普遍的一个做法。
And that was a fairly common practice during society at the time.
就是把他的仆人呢领养成为他的儿女。
And that is to adopt children or a servant, children of servant or a servant himself to be their children.
但是神不喜悦这个方法。
But this proposal did not please the Lord.
因为当一个人去帮神一把的时候，其实他就不是信神。
When a person wants to help God along, he does not have enough faith in the Lord.
因为信就是一个完全的依靠。
Because faith is a complete dependency.
你只要信息呢，就好像我们学游泳一样。
Faith is like learning how to swim.
你第一堂游泳，他教你什么？
What does the instructor teach in the first swimming lesson?
他就教你怎么可以从水里面浮起来。
The first thing is to learn how to float in the water.
在水里面浮起来其实很简单。
Floating is actually not too difficult.
就是你不动。
That is to remain motionless.
就是当你相信这个水能够把你的身体托起来的时候呢，你放松的时候，它就会把你浮起来。
And that is if you believe that the water can, the buoyancy is enough to help you float, then you will float.
但是为什么有些人一直都学不到这个功课呢？
And why is that some people cannot learn how to swim?
就是他们太紧张了。
Because they're too uptight.
因为当这个水呢快要淹过你的头的时候呢，他们就不断的在动了。
And that is when the water starts to go right over their face, then they start to struggle.
他希望帮这个水一把。
They want to help the water.
你一动，那么你马上就沉下去。
And as soon as you start to move, then you start to sink.
其实这个就跟我们的信心一样。
And this is exactly how our faith works.
当你真正的信靠神的时候，你不会加任何东西在旁边的。
If you truly believe in the Lord, you're not going to add anything on your own.
我们常常说信耶稣就得永生。
We often talked about believing in Jesus Christ will give us eternal life.
但是你知道这一条方程式呢，如果你在信旁边加任何东西，你就没有永生。
Do you realize that in this equation, if you add anything to one side, then you're not going to receive on the side of the Lord, you're not going to receive eternal life.
当你把信耶稣加上好行为，那么你就不会得到永生。
For example, if you add good actions, good behavior on the side of faith in the Lord, then it's not going to result in eternal life.
有些人呢，把信耶稣加上礼仪。以为呢去教会啦，接受水礼会帮助他上天堂，这个也不是真正的相信神。
And some people add a ceremonial act on the same side with faith in Jesus, and once again, it's not going to result in eternal life.
因为信就是一个完全的依靠。
Because faith is a, requires a total dependency on itself alone.
这样子才是信神。
And that is believing the Lord.
神给亚伯拉罕一个难题啊。
Lord gave Abraham a difficult question.
这个难题呢就是耶和华在第四节说这人必不成为你的后嗣，你本身所生的才成为你的后嗣。
This difficult challenge is presented in verse 4. Then the word of the Lord came to him, this man will not be your heir, but a son coming from your own body will be your heir.
亚伯拉罕当时已经七八十岁了。
Abraham was close to 70 or 80 years old.
靠人的能力，其实他是没有可能生儿女的。
If he was to depend on his own ability, it's not possible for him to have his own children.
所以他面对这个难题的时候，他只有两个选择。
So when he was confronted with this difficult challenge, he had two choices.
信神,
have faith in the Lord.
不信神,
or don't have the faith in the Lord.
最近呢,
recently, we're contemplating a question.
为什么我们在这些在基督教家庭里面成长的儿女呢? 当他们进大学的时候呢,都不信神呢?
Why is it that children who grow up in a Christian family often move away from God?
你知道我们有人做个统计, 90%的人呢, 他们到进大学的时候, 他们都不去教会。
And according to statistics, 90% of high school graduates, when they enter college, they go away from God.
其实我想想一想这条问题的时候，我发觉这个其实不是单是年轻人的问题。When
I started thinking about this question, I realized it's not just this issue does not lie with young people only.
其实成人也会不信神呢。Adults
can move away from God as well.
我记得我刚去教会的时候呢，我主日学老师很感叹的讲了一句话。
I remember when I first started going to church, my Sunday school teacher said this.
他说呢，信主十年以下的人呢，教会有很多。
He said that in the church, it's not difficult to find. There are many believers who are less than 10 years old, who have spent less than 10 years in the Lord.
信主20年以上的人呢，也有很多。
And it's not hard to find people who believe in the Lord who have been in church for over 20 years.
但是从10年到20年这中间就很小。But
the gap in between, there are very few.
为什么呢?
Why is that?
因为他们流失了。Because
they are lost.
我相信呢，神在我们生命当中常常考验我们。I
believe that God often put us through trials in our lives.
当我们遇到变化，人生里面的变化，无论你是进大学啊，你结婚了，工作，这些变化的时候，都给我们一个考验。There
are lots of changes in our lives, going to college, getting married, getting a job. All these different changes will present us challenges.
最后我们都要做一个选择。At
the end of the day, we're always going to have to make a decision.
就是你要信靠神呢，还是不信靠神呢？
The decision is always going to be, do you obey the Lord or do you not?
如果我们平常生活里面没有常常去 经验 神的信息的时候, 那么冲击来到的时候, 我们就会放弃神。
So in our daily lives, if we don't have constant experiencing of God's faithfulness, then when the difficult time comes, we can often drift away.
好像耶稣说，这些听到不行道的人呢，当他们遇到水淋雨冲风吹的时候呢，他们就会倒塌很厉害。Just
like Jesus has said that those who hear the word but they don't act it out, when the storm comes, they're going to fall down.
第三点有关信呢，就是信是脚跟神的，神的棚据。
And the third point about faith is according to God's assurance.
亚伯拉罕最后呢，他是差不多，其实一百岁才生子的。At
the very end, Abraham had his first child when he was 100 years old.
他在这边也讲到呢，他信神会给他迦南地这个地方。Here
we also talked about that when he believes the Lord, he will also receive a canine as part of the reward.
但是他得到这些东西不是因为他信的 虔诚, 其实因为他的信是有根据的。
And he received these rewards is not because of his sincerity or how hard he believes, but rather it's because his belief has a basis to it.
神给他两个棚据。
God has provided him with two bases.
第一个棚据就是他的应许。And the
first basis is his assurance.
这个就是在第五节里面呢，神对亚伯兰说，你向天观看，数算终身，可能算过来吗？就对他说，你的后裔将要如此。
The first one is in verse 5 where the Lord took Abraham outside and said, look up at the heavens and count the stars, if indeed you can count them. Then he said to him, so shall your offspring be.
第二个凭据呢, 就是亚伯拉罕, 曾跟亚伯拉罕立约。
And the second basis is the promise is the covenant that the Lord established with Abraham.
这一个约呢, 就记载在第七到, 12节。
This covenant is described in verses 7 through 12.
这个约呢, 跟平常献祭的不太一样。
This covenant is different from the usual offerings.
其实呢, 它是根据呢, 古代呢, 谁是国家与国家, 立约的一个条例去履行的。
And this covenant is following the model of king and his colonial leaders in relationship.
你看第七到十一节呢，你就知道，神叫亚伯拉罕，你拿这些动物，把它从中间破开。
And this one of the verses tells us that that the Lord tells Abraham that to take these animals and cut them in two.
然后呢，把它们放在两半，放在一个左边，一个右边。
And arrange the two halves opposite from each other.
然后呢，最后呢，你看到十七节的时候呢，你就看见呢有火，其实就是代表神呢，才中间走过。
And verse 17 tells us that there is a fire that walked between these pieces, and the fire represents the Lord.
这一个做法是什么意思呢?
What does this represent?
从前的人立约呢, 他两方面就把这些动物破开, 从中间会走过。
And during that time, when a covenant is established, the ceremonial requirement is to cut the animals in halves, and the people were joining hands to walk between the pieces.
走过的意思呢，就是说，如果我将来违反这个约的时候呢，我就好像地上这些动物一样。
And the meaning of this ceremony represents that if one is disobedient to the covenantal agreement, then he will suffer the consequences of the animals that have been cut in half.
所以呢，一般呢，就是你。 立约有两方面的嘛，那么就是两方面都从中间走过的。
So typically, as a covenant established between two parties, both parties need to walk between the pieces.
但是呢，在亚伯拉罕这个约底下，你看到十七节的时候，你就发现只有耶和华神呢从中间走过，亚伯拉罕是没有走过的。
But verse 17 tells us that only the Lord walked between the pieces, not Abraham.
那么是什么意思？
Now what does that mean?
神是告诉他们，这个约呢，对亚伯拉罕来说，他是没有条件的。
And what this tells the Lord is telling with this action, the Lord is telling Abraham that this covenant is unconditional.
只有神，他又需要达到这些条件，人他相信他就得到了。
That the Lord has to abide by these covenantal rules, and the people, all they have to do is to believe.
所以亚伯拉罕的约呢，像我们今天的救恩很像的，就是在这一方面是没有条件的。
And that's the great similarity between this covenantal bind between the Lord and Abraham and our salvation.
希伯来书呢曾经解释这件事情。
The book of Hebrews explains this one time.
这是神呢职责两件不更改的事情。
That God did this so that by two unchangeable things.
两件事情是什么事情? 就是他的应许跟他启示所立的约。
And what are the two unchangeable things? One is his promise and the other one is the covenant.
他讲到了神却不能说谎，好叫我们只是逃亡。 避难所指定摆在我们前面，前头指望的人可以大得勉励。
It says that it is impossible for God to lie, so we who have fled to take hold of the hope offered to us may be greatly encouraged.
亚伯拉罕为什么可以相信神呢？
So why was Abraham able to believe in the Lord?
因为他可以 找跟神给他的这些凭据。
Because he has these assurances from the Lord.
我不知道呢，你们念圣经里面呢，有没有一些神对你的应许呢，是特别对你有意义的。
I don't know if you have personal experiences with God's promises that are especially meaningful just to you.
好像呢，对我信主来说呢，有一句话对我帮助很大。
For me, there's one verse that's very helpful to me.
约翰福音二十章三十一节里面说，但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
And that is John 20, verse 31. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in His name.
我知道我的救恩是因为我相信，只要我相信，我就得到这个生命。
With this, I know that through faith comes my salvation, and only through faith that I can get my salvation.
另外一件圣经呢，帮助我的就是哥林多前书十章十三节里面讲到，你们所遇见的试探无非是人所能受的，神是信实的，必不叫你们受试探过于你们所能受的，在试探的时候总要给你们开一条出路，叫你们能忍受得住。
And 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13, no temptation has seized you except what is common to man, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it.
很多时候呢，当我遇到困难的时候，到一个我忍受不住的时刻的时候呢，我就知道这个事情快要完结了。
So a lot of times when I experience difficult times, and to a point where things become extremely intolerable, and I actually feel like that's the time when a solution is going to come.
为什么我坚持相信呢？
Why do I feel this way?
就是因为解决圣经。
And because of this particular verse.
第三节我想跟大家分享的就是在拿鸿书一章七节。
Another verse I want to share with you is from the book of Nahum.
这里说耶和华本为善，在患难的日子为人的保障，并且认真那些投靠他的人。
Chapter 1 verse 7 of Nahum. The Lord is good, a refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust in Him.
每一次看见这句话的时候，他讲到我们的神是一个怎么样的一个神。
And every time I look at the verse, it tells me exactly what kind of God our God is.
他是一个善良的神。
He is a good God.
换句话说，他不会害我的。
In other words, he's not going to have any harmful intentions.
还有在我患难、在困难的时候，他成为我的保障。
And also that he will become my refuge during troubled times.
当我投靠他的时候，我知道他会记得我的。
So when I obey him, he will remember me.
当你在困难遇到困难的时候，神只是应许，神的凭据就成为我们的。好像一些事情我们可以找住，这是我们倚靠神的一个根基。
So when you encounter difficult times, God's promises, His assurances, becomes the base for our faith.
最后一点呢，信息的内心的等候。
And the last point I want to bring up is that faith needs to be waited upon patiently.
信心其实不是一个控制神的方法。
Faith is not a mechanism by which we control God.
你知道在异教当中呢，很多人呢，他们可以用一些咒语去呼唤他的神为他们工作。
In heresies, people would attempt to call on their God using magical phrases.
但是当神的儿女去信靠神的时候，其实我们不是这个意思。
So we that's not what we mean when we say we must trust and obey our God.
一个人真的信靠神的时候，其实我们是等候神的安排。
So when one truly trusts and obeys God, then one must wait patiently.
在十五章里面呢，亚伯拉罕两次跟神讲话。
In chapter 15, Abraham talked to God twice.
他都简直开始，这是主耶和华啊。
And started both conversations with this all sovereign Lord.
这个意思就是讲到耶和华神是他的主人。
And this is by clarifying that the Lord is his master.
一个真正信靠神的人，他会内心的等候神。
One who truly trusts and obeys God will wait on God patiently.
所以当亚伯拉罕坚持倚靠神的时候，神就把他的计划去告诉他。
So when Abraham waited upon the Lord, when the Lord shared his plan with Abraham,
他的计划原来神告诉他，亚伯拉罕，你不会马上得到你这块地的。
And the Lord told Abraham that you're not going to receive the land right away.
你要等400年才得到。
Then you must wait 400 years.
换句话说，不单止他得不到了，他的儿子、他的孙子都得不到，马上得到这个地。
In other words, not only he himself won't be able to receive this reward, but his son and his grandson won't be able to either.
还有就是他的子孙将来又在一个国家里面受苦。
And not only that, but his descendants will be suffering in a country that's not their own.
原因就是他要等到这个地，迦南地呢里面的人就是亚摩利人呢的罪孽满盈的时候呢，神才给这个地他们。
And what they're waiting for is for the people who are occupying the land, the Amorites, for their sin to reach the fullest measure.
我不知道你有没有一些事情呢，曾经在神面前内心的等候。
I don't know if we have practiced patiently waiting for the Lord.
你天天在神面前祈求，但是你发觉好像一天复一天，没有什么改变一样。
Sometimes we would pray before the Lord over and over again every day and we'll see no changes.
你会发现等候耶和华其实是一件很疲倦的事情。
And you're going to realize actually waiting upon the Lord is a very tiring thing.
但是我鼓励大家，我们还是要倚靠神。
But I encourage you to, we must still depend on the Lord.
其实神为什么 没有马上回答我们的祷告，很多时候其实我们不知道背后的原因。
We sometimes will never know the true reasons behind which God does not provide us our prayers answers.
但是你要信靠我们的神是世上所有事情的主宰。
But we must trust that God is the Lord of all things.
我们就把这个主权交给神。
And that we are turning over the control.
当你回想曾经怎么带领你的时候，
so if you reflect how the God has led you,
你就可以把你的信心放在神身上。
Then you have the faith to put yourself in God's hands.
当你想到原来信靠神就是一个完全的倚靠的时候，
when you realize that trust and obey the Lord is a total dependent trust,
那么你可以告诉神，除了你以外，我没有其他可靠。
Then you can tell the Lord that besides Him, there's no one else you can trust.
找跟神的应许，继续的等候。
Find God's promise and then wait patiently.
最后你会发觉，神不单只是亚伯拉罕的盾牌，也是你的盾牌。
At the end, you're going to find out that God is not only Abraham's shield, but also your shield.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的神，我们谢谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
因为你是信实的神。
Because you're a faithful God.
你不单只是亚伯拉罕的神，也是我们的神。
You're not only the Lord of Abraham, but you also are Lord.
愿意我们遇到任何困难的时候，我们还是做一个确定，就是我们要信靠你。
And may we be affirmed that even during troubled times, that we can still trust and obey you.
因为在世上我们别无可靠。
Because in this world we have nothing and no one else to trust.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求。
Thank you for listening to our prayers. Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.